It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Do you remember the parable of the three men who were given different amounts of talents? I want to bring it up to date just a little bit. Let's say that one man received $1,000, one man $2,000, and the other man $5,000. Now, let's look at them. What kind of person was the man who was given $1,000? He was the fellow who hid the sum in the ground, you recall. What kind of person was he? Well, he was the kind of person who would do nothing. It wasn't that he could not do anything, but that he would not. It wasn't a lack of resources that hindered him, but a selfish and negative attitude. He could have done lots of beneficial things with the amount he was given, but he did nothing. True, he wasn't given as much as the other two fellows, but he was given something. His problem was not that he wasn't given much, but that he refused to use what he'd been given. He failed to realize one of life's truest and most elementary principles, that what he had wasn't given to him to keep, but to use. Whatever talents, abilities, and wealth our Creator has given us, however small, have been given to us to use, not to keep to ourselves. This man was the type of person who never gives to a church, to the United Fund, or to any cause of common good. The members of his community could never count on his support in any worthwhile project. Why was it that he refused to use what he had been given? He answered that question. "I was afraid you would rob me of what I had earned," he said. You see, he was judging his master and other people by his own motives. That is what he personally would have done. He was afraid that someone else might benefit from his labors, and he wasn't for helping anyone else, even the one who helped him. Now, what kind of person was a man who was given $5,000? He represents that small number of people who have been given many talents and uses them wisely. Very few people can identify with him, but there are a few people who can do many things and excel in all of them. They are people of many talents, people who have been given much. Ever so often there comes along a Leonardo da Vinci, a person who can excel as an artist, a military engineer, scientist, and sculptor. He was a rare person, this $5,000 man, who could do many things and do them all equally well. Now finally, what kind of person was the $2,000 man? He was the type of person most of us can be. He didn't have much, but he was willing to use what he did have. He couldn't do everything, but he refused to do nothing. He wasn't willing to let his small amount keep him from making his contribution. The backbone of the good in the world depends on people like this $2,000 person. You see, he had learned that in life it isn't how much you have that counts, but what you do with what you have. The carpenter once said, "Give, and you shall receive." This man knew that by helping others, he helped himself. Use what you have, and it will increase. Don't use what you have. Hide it and hoard it, and you will lose it. So don't despair if you have only been given $2,000. That's all you are responsible for.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.